And from that, we will move to 19, Mickelson Trail Events for 2026.
Madam Chair, Commissioners, Secretary Roebling. So I'm here on a little bit lighter note, so we're going to talk today. I'm Shannon Percy with District 14 in the Northern Hills. Talk about the Mickelson Trail events that happen out there. Okay. So we have several marathons that happen on the Mickelson Trail. The Deadwood Crazy Horse, Lean Horse, and Black Hills Veterans March happen throughout the summer and get quite a bit of participation. So we want to kind of highlight some of these. Now, these aren't all the trails or all the events that happen out there. There's a lot more, but these are the larger ones. The Deadwood Mickelson Trail, they bring in about 2,500 people to run that marathon. That happens in early June, and they start at Rochford and finish in Deadwood. It's quite a number of people. The Lean Horse Mickelson Trail Ultra Marathon, now this one's unique. We have to actually have a special use permit. The Mickelson is normally closed after sunset, a half hour after sunset. This one runs 100 miles, and they get 1,500 participants to run 100 miles. The first time that we let this go through, I actually was down looking at the trail and a little bit nervous about letting people run at night and worried about our landowners next to it. And I talked to a gentleman, he was down there looking, and said, why do you do this? And he said, just to see if I can finish. About 100 miles, they do get it done. About 1,500 people participate in that. We also have the Black Hills Veterans March, and that happens during our, kind of in conjunction with our Mickelson Trail Trek. And they march, basically it's our National Guard, they come out, and they do a march from Rochford into Deadwood, and they have about 125 veterans and National Guard folks that come out and do that. The Crazy Horse Mickelson Trail Marathon, they have about 1,500 that participate in this marathon. This is in the fall, late fall. So they start in the kind of the center of the Mickelson Trail and run through the Hill City, Custer area, and up to Crazy Horse. So that one is growing in popularity also. Then we move on to our trail treks. Our trail treks are done with us, Game Fish and Parks. We, in conjunction with the Parks and Wildlife Foundation, put these trail treks on. So the proceeds go to the foundation, and then we use those proceeds for Mickelson Trail bridges or anything that we need out there on the Mick. So this year, is it going to be our seventh annual spring or summer trek. These numbers here are actually what we're seeing in June. So it's 383 people. This one is growing in popularity each year. So we're up about 50 to 60 people over last year. But it's a three-day ride, and it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Kind of confusing. So the first day will, and all treks are like this. So we start from Custer and go to Edgemont the first day, Custer to Rochford, and then Rochford to Deadwood on the last day. And of course, our fall trek, this is our annual. It's been from day one, so we're about 481 is what we had last year. I think we're currently about 450 now with registration, and registration will close here in a month. So we're hoping to get to that 600 level. But it's a very popular ride. Our average age is probably, I would say, about 62, the folks that go on this ride. So it's pretty amazing what they do. And, of course, it's year-round, the Mickelson, so we do have winter and spring events out there. So we have the Fat Tire Bike Classic. Now, you look in that picture there, it doesn't look like winter. Of course, this year, it was taken this year. We didn't have much winter at all anywhere. But they had 60 participants that used the Mickelson Trail, and they start in Deadwood. The motorcycle does not go on the Mickelson. They just get escorted up Deadwood Main Street, and then they finish back in Deadwood. They also have our snowshoe hikes. We have two guided hikes that we put on, and then Dana works with our local school, Lead and Deadwood, and they do the 4th, 5th, and 6th graders, and then we'll have about 30 to 50 students that do that for 3 weeks in a row, and they go out and walk on the Mickelson Trail. Something that's unique that we started years ago that we were asked to partner with some of the chambers is our trolley on the trail. So this is to get those handicapped people out on the trail that can't do it otherwise. So we offer 3 rides to do that. So we work with the Deadwood Chamber and then also the Hill City Chamber to put those on. Unfortunately, because of the bridges and some of the bridges, the Hill City portion has been put on hold because we got some bridges that we can't take the trolley over. City of Deadwood donates their time, their trolley driver, the trolley, the gas, just to put this on. So it's a really neat event. Some new things that's happening this year. We're updating the trail map, so that's coming out now. And also, we're working on updating our interpretive signs out on the Mickelson Trail. So those are in the process right now, and hopefully by fall, we should have those completed and start putting up this late summer, late fall. And that's all, that's the cost there, and that's coming through the foundation. Questions?
Very good. Any questions from the commission? The one that I have, it looks like there's a lot of traffic maintenance. How often do you have to go out and check the use and tear of the trail?
So we have a staff of 2 that's based out of Custer State Park that monitor from Custer to Edgemont, and they're out there every day and just checking on conditions, washouts, whatever could happen. And then we have a staff of 2 in the north that take care of the north end. And of course, right before these big events, we'll be out there doing our sweeps, making sure a trail or a tree hasn't come down on the trail, or looking at those issues.
And then for these events, do you know, is there a fee for people to participate in these?
So what they do is we charge them their pass for the day. Okay. So each one of those participants have to buy an annual, or not an annual, but a daily pass.
Daily pass.
Our trail treks, we do charge them the annual pass so they can actually come back.
Very good. Anything else from the commission? Seeing none. Good presentation.
Thank you.